Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, Sharon Melny at 995 QIK. I am so happy and so grateful to have my voice back. Obviously a little important in this business.
Yeah, you kind of need it.
So I apologize to anybody who listened to the show last week. As my guy, Kevin, knows, I was struggling. When you were out, I was struggling.
Yeah, it wasn't good on some things. I mean, not gonna sugarcoat it.
You never sugarcoat, which is why I love you.
That's awesome. Well, hey, I did an emergency appointment at the Florida Ear, Nose, and Throat and Allergy Center. And I got to say, big shout out to Dr. Basler over there. Helped me out so much, and they listened to the show, so thank you for doing that as well.
We were waiting for you to come.
We've been waiting.
Yeah, exactly.
So I went there, and they did the whole thing where they put the little camera up your nose, and then it goes down your throat. You feel like David Blaine. You're like, is this a magic trick? What's happening? But they numb you, and they do all that stuff, and it was very interesting, and I was just, at that point, my voice was so shot, I was like, just do whatever you gotta do.
Yeah.
You know?
And were you scared? What did you think was wrong before you went there? Were you scared that it was something really serious?
I thought it was permanent. I literally did. Because it's been like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I believe you told me, you're like, what if it's a polyp on my vocal cord? Right?
Yeah.
And that's his entire life.
Right.
And so it may actually be a polyp on my vocal cord.
No.
Yeah, but a very tiny one. He's like, it's not going to be permanent. You're not going to lose your voice forever. You're going to be able to do your job. He goes, but it's hard for me to explain it, but basically it's like a V in your vocal, in, you know, the vibrations of your voice are going through your vocal cords. Well, if those are closed off, then it starts cutting your voice out. Like it's, you know, you're not... Listen, I'm not a doctor, but this is basically what he told me because he looked at me and said, this guy's an idiot. Let me explain this. So just basically, not all those vibrations are going through and crisp or whatever. And then he asked me, which I was very flattered. He goes, are you a singer? And I go, depends on who you ask.
Oh, my goodness.
No. The answer's no.
I said, only karaoke nights. But I had a few. So they were really, really nice. So now I'm checking out, and they go, your insurance isn't working. Well, I just got my insurance. I've been here like about 3 months now. It just kicked in. They go, it says my name on it. They go, are you the primary, you know,
policy holder?
Yeah. I go, yeah. So they go, well, it's not going through because it says you were born in 1955.
What?
Oh, and no, they messed up your
It was submitted
birthday?
By our HR department that I was born in 1955. By the way, look great for it.
Yeah.
You know, that's an old man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And anyway, so, yes, they almost didn't let me out of there. They go, well, you're going to have to pay, like, the normal fee. I go, listen to me. I will get on the phone right now with, you know, Aetna or whatever, and we'll do this. And that was an extra hour that I was there.
Oh, my God.
And it was after the show. I was, like, done. It was Friday. I was like, I just want to go home and sleep. You know, I was just done. And then I had to go get this. They gave me these steroid pills.
Mm-hmm.
To, like, you know.
Those things are miracle drugs.
They really are. Because the next day, I felt a lot better. And when I went to the CVS store. They go, are you the main card policy holder? I'm like, oh, no. I got to call them again.
Oh, no.
Another hour at the pharmacy going, I was not born in 1955.
Can you tell?
Look at me. I'll give you my old ID that I had because it's the same insurance at the last company I worked at. I go, I will show you that I'm not 1955. It's like me proving myself. But it made sense in the ear, nose, and throat doctor because a lot of the people that go in there are older patients because they're doing, because they do hearing and they do, you know, this different things like that.
Well, and people do insurance fraud. Not everybody's a good person. And so
that's
why.
So I've now been accused of something else.
Well, no, yes. But that's why they had to absolutely make sure. They can't just take your word for it. They say, well, he took his grandpa's insurance card.
Yeah, just stole it right out of grandpa's wallet when he was sleeping, taking a nap. No, but it was a big, big thanks to everybody over there. They were so nice to me and they're like, it calmed me down because as Kevin will tell you, I was freaking out on Friday. I go, dude, this is like 2 weeks, man. This ain't allergies anymore. Something's going on. So basically, there could be a mini polyp that's totally benign, and don't have to worry about that. But it was basically closing off those vocal cords. So,
but they fixed you.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm going to check in with him in 9 days after I finish all these steroid pills. And if you guys can tell, I've actually gotten more jacked. The muscles are getting bigger.
It's not those steroids.
Oh, it's not. Oh, my bad. I thought I was going to get a twofer here. Gyms are opening up. Hey, I'm going to get jacked. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, JR Melody and 995 QYK. So I guess this will be a feel-good story for some. And others like, oh, man, now I got to come up with a new excuse.
Yeah, because gyms are officially reopened today. So, yeah, it depends if you were looking forward to getting back in the gym or if you're kind of dreading it. But 50% occupancy is what gyms are allowed to have as of this morning. I know a lot of people have been in a funk, not able to work out, especially those gym rats that are, you know, in there every single day. So
like Kevin. Kevin's in there a lot. He's doing his thing most of the time.
He didn't get that swole just by sitting around.
He's my swole mate. Anyway.
Planning on going back to the gym today?
Yeah, I got to spot Kevin. We got to get there, man. We got to get that big weight up.
That's
right. What do you guys bench press over there?
Like 350, man.
Yeah, I mean, the last time I checked, we don't even look. We just keep a load of weights. But anyway, there's some new rules, right?
Yeah, so they do have to thoroughly clean and disinfect all of the gym equipment after each and every single use.
Good.
We all know that that was supposed to happen prior to all of this.
Right.
But
it didn't. And so now they really are being held to that standard. Also, you may have seen online some of those pictures of plexiglass dividers between treadmills, and they're saying this is the new norm and this is going to be everywhere. That is not mandatory and may not be the case. So don't be surprised when you walk in the gym and you're like, wait a second, there's no dividers between me and the other treadmill.
Right.
They are supposed to have spaced out a lot of the gym equipment in order for everyone to practice social distancing. However, they may not be as extreme as some of those photos online where they have the plexiglass up everywhere.
I think it's a fantastic rule, and it should have done a long time ago, separating the machines, because you will be at one machine, and for whatever reason, the one guy who is out of his mind, like jogging weird or something like that, will come next to you, and he'll go right next to you when there's 15 open, or the creepers.
Yeah.
Like to come out next to the girls.
Why is it always like that? There will be 15 treadmills, 13 of them, 14 of them open.
Right.
You're on one, and you're thinking, why don't they go five down? But instead, they always pick that one right next to you. It's like the parking spot. You go park really far in the parking lot so that no one dings your door and you're not near anyone, and then 2 seconds later, someone pulls up next to you.
Right. And then me, when they start running next to me faster, then I feel like I got to compete with this person. Like, they're just trying to show me up. And I'm like, I don't want to go that fast, but I'm not going to let you outdo me here. So then it becomes a contest.
You have an imaginary competition with the people next to you.
Yeah, I usually lose, too. I'm not a good runner at all. Well, if you're going back to the gym today, the good news in all this is that a lot of people that own their own gyms and whatnot are letting their people come back and the CrossFits and all that stuff. But just be careful. And like you said, a lot of these rules we should have been doing a long, long time ago. But don't be that guy that comes next to you on the treadmill.
Yeah,
if you
please.
See Melanie working out, don't go stand right next to her.
Be discreet. Yes.
All right, coming up, your morning motivation in 10 minutes. Here's Kenny Chesney till it's gone on 99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's morning crew, Sharon Melanie on 99.5 QYK. Thanks for waking up with us. Time for some morning motivation. Melanie, what you got?
Don't get frustrated by the wait. Use this time to grow so you'll be prepared when the doors do open.
It's been a tough time mentally right now, you know, with everything going on and being out of rhythm and being out of schedule and, you know, businesses and whatnot. It's taken a mental drain on me for sure. Like, I just, you know, I move here and I'm trying to figure it out, and I'm not trying to make it about me, but I'm just saying it's just a weird time in life. You know, everything you watch on the news can be negative, but you're absolutely right. What can you learn from this situation?
Right. So I thought this was so fitting because right now it does seem like a big waiting game. You're kind of waiting for those doors to reopen. A lot of people are waiting to get back out in the workforce. So just be prepared for when they do reopen.
Right.
So if maybe you're without a job right now, work on that resume, brush up some of your skills, take some online training courses. And that way, when everything is back 100%, you will be ready.
There you go. All right. She puts these up on our Facebook page, too, so you can share them around, spread some positivity. Why not? And coming up, we got a brand new 7:15 second date update. Here's Luke Combs right now on 99.5 QYK.
It's JR and Melanie's second date update on 99.5 QYK.
All right, we're trying to help out somebody today on the 7:15 second date updates. JR and Melanie on 99.5 QYK. And thank God dating has started again because we have another new one to share with you today.
Yes, this is Rachel. Rachel reached out to us on Facebook and she said that she met up with somebody that she met on a dating app. They met at Carrabba's. They had a great dinner. And now he is not responding to her text messages.
All right, so we got Rachel on the phone right now. All right, Rachel, give us the backstory on this.
You know, we've been on a dating app, and before all of this happened, you know, I started putting some feelers out, and he's one of the people that I really connected with, and we've been, you know, texting back and forth and having really long, you know, late-night conversations, so...
Late night.
You know, I was really just kind of hoping that this guy would be the one,
The one.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you have nothing else to do but just text and talk on the phone for hours at a time, like, you really get to know somebody.
Okay.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, we had so much.
The two married people on here said that's true.
Well.
So, Rachel, you guys went on a date in real life once all the quarantine stuff was over? Or, I mean, did he reach out to you? How did that come about?
Well, I was waiting to see if he was going to ask me because, you know, I didn't want to be too overbearing. But things started to open up around our, you know, around our neighborhood. And we went to Carrabba's in Port Richey. He asked me first.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, this is going to be a good sign, you know? I was, like, super excited about it. And it's the first time in almost 2 months that I really got to just dress up and, you know, get all dolled up and go out.
Yeah, I'm sure that was fun to just get out of the house.
Yeah, yesterday Melanie just put on makeup in the studio and she was like, this feels great.
Yeah, there is no reason why. I just needed to look alive.
So, Rachel, now you think back on this date and you feel like you have things in common. Obviously, you want to go on another date. Is there anything that might stick out to you as far as something that might be a deal breaker for him or something that might have came up that scared him away?
I don't think so. I didn't have any red flags about him except for maybe he chewed his food a little loud, but I mean, at this age, you really can't be nitpicky about things like that. So, you know, we connected over cooking and we like the same music and we were talking about, you know, say other dates we might be going on and concerts coming up. So I don't really know what the problem is.
I don't know. That's the best topic. The last one. Other dates might be going on, but if you think that it went over fine.
Well, I think she means other dates that they are going to plan together.
Oh, like I thought they meant like other dates that they've been on or planning to go
no,
on.
No,
like,
no,
by the way, I met this other guy.
After this, I'm going to Chili's.
It's like, gosh, honesty is awesome. All right. Well, listen, here's what we're going to do, Rachel. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to try to call Martin for you and see if we can get some answers, okay?
All right. Thank you.
7:15 second date updates. JR Melanie on 95 QIK. We are trying to help out Rachel today because she has not heard back from her date, Martin. What we know is they met on a dating app.
Yep.
She reached out to us through Facebook. They went to Carrabba's in Port Richey. She thought they connected on all levels. She even said he might be the one.
Yes.
Yep.
Which is interesting.
That's
and you guys
major.
Both, Kevin and Melanie, said, yeah, that can happen when all you can do is text and really get to know somebody. You can know someone's the one over text.
Oh, no, I'm not saying all of that. I'm saying that you can really connect with someone
yes.
if you're on the phone and texting. Because I think even back in the day, that's how you started dating somebody. You knew it was something special when you guys would talk for a really long time on the phone.
I must be a horrible texter. All right, we're going to try to call Martin right now, see what's going on. Good morning. Is this Martin?
Yeah, this is Martin.
Hey, Martin. Good morning. This is JR and Melanie from 99.5 QIK. How are you?
I'm all right. What's going on?
Not too much, man.
Yes.
Hey, sorry to catch you off guard this morning. We want to see if we could talk to you on the air, actually, about a girl you went on a date with.
I mean, sure.
Awesome. So we wanted to ask you about this girl, Rachel, you went on a date with. And I guess you guys met online, right?
We did, yeah, Rachel's great. I love her. We really hit it off. I mean, we had when we finally were able to get out and about and hang out in person, we had a great dinner.
Martin, did you just say you love her? You're like, yeah, Rachel, I love her.
I mean, she's awesome. She's a great girl. I mean, more like a friend, though. I mean, honestly,
oh, friend
zone. When I say lover, it's like more of a friend kind of thing.
Is there a reason, though? Because you were on a dating app, so it seems like you were looking for more than a friend, but now Rachel's been put in the friend zone.
I definitely am. That's kind of the thing. I don't, I'm not really looking for somebody who is just going to be a friend. I mean, really, honestly, what it comes right down to, we hit it off on so many levels, and we both love to cook. And we ended up talking about cooking a lot. It turned into her offering to cook me a meal, and
she told me where
she lived. And I was like, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, man, that's a really nice area. And I'd say that, I'm like, man, that's a really nice. I mean, it's a fancy area, you know.
Okay.
She was kind of like being weird about it for a second, and she finally just lets me know that she lives with her mom. She lives with her mom, which is fine, but it's like after that came out, she kind of like wouldn't stop talking about her mom. I mean, it sounds like they do like everything together. I mean, they go to like concerts together, they hang out together, and I'm just picturing her mom like being along with us everywhere we go. I mean, that's kind of like the relationship, and that's great. I mean, it's great that she has that relationship with her mom, but it kind of just turned me off to the whole situation. It seemed like she's too old to be still living with her mother, and it just kind of made me question the whole romance.
Wow. Seriously?
Well, hold on, real quick. Love when they jump in.
Yes.
Hold on.
Oh, what do you call someone old?
Martin. We actually have Rachel on the phone with us. You know, I was thinking about this. Rachel, I don't want to get too into your business, but are you going through something right now, or are you just kind of transitioning, or maybe you're going to be moving out some other time? Maybe Martin doesn't know that.
Well, yeah, I mean, first off, he didn't even ask me, but to call me old and since you're old to live with my mom without knowing the full story, I mean, that's kind of shallow.
I didn't mean that you're old. You're a little too old to be.
That's kind of what you said.
Boy.
Martin, you
can't. Well, Rachel, why don't you go ahead and just give your response to what Martin had to say?
Yeah, so, you know, I've been on my own before, and I've had roommates, and it just didn't work out. It's hard to live with other girls, and it's hard to afford a place on your own right now without having a roommate. So, yeah, I opted to live with my mom for a little bit so I could save up money to buy my own house. It's a short-term situation. And I'm not dating, you know, we haven't been going out and dating. So my mom has been there to do other things with me, but she's not a replacement for a boyfriend. I mean, I obviously would have put you first, but it kind of sounds like you weren't really even open to that idea.
I mean, I was. You're great. I mean, you know, I don't have to tell you that we hit it off great, but I mean, the whole living with your mother thing, and then it really kind of sounded like she would always be around. I mean, that's really the impression that I got.
Well, yeah, of course she's always going to be around. She's my mother. And if you think I'm great, you would be open to accepting my family. But it's not like she's going to be sleeping in our bed and spooning with us at night.
I didn't even know you guys were spooning.
well, they're not now.
Well, let me ask something, Martin. I mean, there's obviously some motive behind this. She's saving up for a house right now. She's just being with her mom. And yeah. I mean, that's just kind of where she's at in her life right now. But she's obviously working towards a goal. Now that you know that, would you be willing to go on another date and maybe find out more about her? And maybe this can develop into something.
It doesn't sound like you're sure. And I don't even want to go on a date with somebody who doesn't seem like they're sure that they like me.
All right. Well, I mean, there you go. I think that's great that you stood up for yourself right there, Rachel.
And Rachel, since it didn't work out with Martin, we'd love to send you and your mom out to dinner.
Thank you. I'm sure she would appreciate that.
You got it.
She's going to love that.
All right, Martin. Thanks for coming on. And Rachel, thanks for coming on. You guys have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
All right, I got a few thoughts about this. I want to dive into this next. But we want your calls right now. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. What's your reaction on our 715 Second Date Update?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, Sharon, Melanie, and 99.5 QYK, our 715 Second Date Update this morning between Rachel and Martin, got a little weird, got a little awkward as well, where he was kind of judgmental, didn't you think?
Yeah, because she lives with her mom, and she said that she's trying to save up for a house, and he was judging her age, saying that she was too old to be living with her mom. The whole thing was just very judgmental, and I don't know, she just sounded really nice, and she was really interested in him.
He was very interested. She was very interested.
She wanted us to reach out to him.
Absolutely. But I'm glad we got kind of to the bottom of it and what he was all about. But yeah, you said you're too old to live with your mom and whatnot. But really didn't ask her why she lived with her mom.
Right.
That was the other thing. All right, I got Samantha on the phone. Samantha, what's going on? What do you think?
All right, so I know I'm not supposed to say this on the radio. That guy was a
And the kids in the background.
Yeah. Earmuffs, kids, earmuffs. Don't you think he was super judgmental? I mean, she lived with her mom. Why is that a crime?
Exactly. Well, not just that, but it's like, how can you expect her mother to stop being a part of her life just because you're now in the picture? That's not how any of this works, dude.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Shallow that you didn't even ask her what the situation was before you made a judgment call on it.
I totally agree.
I don't want you to be a part of my life either. She made the right call with going with her mother on that one.
Agreed.
And
agreed.
You guys asked that guy if he would be only on a second date, and she's like, don't even bother.
Don't even bother. I know. I loved when she was like, nope, let me answer that. Yeah. Nope.
Nope, I'm good.
Not happening. Let me answer that one for you. Not happening.
All right, Samantha, you have a great day. Thanks so much for calling, okay?
Hey, thanks, bye-bye. Guys. Have a good one.
You too.
Norma in Newport Richie, how are you?
I'm good.
All right, what are your thoughts?
I am with Rachel because I lost my mom many years back, and I was very close with my mom. And I would love to spend every moment I have with my mom.
Sure.
And he didn't even have the decency to ask why she was living with her mom. She could have been living with her mom to take care of her because she was sick.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like she said, she's saving money to move out on her own.
Right, she was saving up to buy a house. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, not at all. I think it's kind of responsible.
No, but, I mean, he didn't give her a chance to explain. And like I said, she could even been one of the caring people taking care of her mom because her mom was sick.
Right.
We couldn't down with her that either. So.
And you know what? The other thing, Norma, is that's always going to be an issue between them if they were to keep dating. It's always going to be like, well, your mom has to be here, or what, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah. And I'd be like, yep, sorry, my mom is first. She's the one that raised me.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much for calling, Norma. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think Rachel did the right thing by bowing out and said, no, I'm good. They answered the question for us and said, I'm not doing this anymore. So,
and hopefully she knows, too, that there is absolutely nothing wrong with living with your mom. And there's nothing wrong with if she's taking care of her or saving for a house. All those things are very respectable.
Absolutely. All right. If you missed it, it'll be at 995QIK.com a little later today. You can hear that 715 second date update. Coming up next. Now, we all are missing baseball, but there are going to be new rules for the players, not just the crowds that might not go back right away, but new rules for the players. You're going to hear those next.
Take me out to the ball game.
Oh, Kevin and I were talking about this last week, how much we miss baseball. But the good news is the Rays are undefeated. So we're pretty excited about that.
Well,
we're in first place.
That.
Yeah. Jeremy Melny on 995 QYK, Tampa Bay's morning crew. So there's going to be new rules, obviously, when fans go back, but when players go back, when they're talking about right around the 4th of July, they have some new rules as well.
Yeah, and they're pretty extreme considering these are very normal things for baseball players to do. They are reportedly not allowed to give high fives anymore, fist bumps, or hugs. Think about when someone has like a walk-off home run.
Right.
They all just jump and chest bump each other and give hugs.
Yeah. All right, we won. Yes.
The other thing, Mel, is they all have their own secret handshakes with each other, too. Like, they always do, like, different handshakes and all that. These routines.
Yeah, well, they're not allowed to do that anymore. Also, no spitting, no tobacco use, and no chewing and spitting sunflower seeds.
Oh, that's a tradition.
Is that even a baseball game anymore?
Seriously.
What are they going to do in the dugout?
This trap is turned into a prison.
Also, I don't know how the heck they are going to do this, but they're encouraging the players to stay several steps away from the base runners. So
what?
How do you tag them? When they make it to the base, you're supposed to separate yourself away from them. How is that even going to work?
I don't know. I just don't. I mean, as much as I want baseball back, I don't want to be watching a completely different game. I just feel like it's going to be so strange.
It's going to be weird.
Also, each baseball will be thrown away after it's touched by multiple players.
Oh, man. Rawlings is going to make some money now.
True. There's going to be a huge turnover for baseballs. Also, throwing the ball around in the infield will be discouraged.
Oh, man.
So throwing it around. Just throw it back.
They want less people to touch it is what they're saying, right?
Yes, less people to touch it. But that's the game. I mean, you got to throw the baseball around. You got to tag people out. You got to be right there on the base.
But can't this be avoided if all the players get tested like once a week? You know what I'm saying? Like, why can't that? If we know that they're safe.
Yeah.
And if someone isn't safe, like they have in the NBA, you pull them out of the roster.
Absolutely. So they're saying that the Major League Baseball, they're going to be doing 10,000 coronavirus tests per week. However, if those people are exposed to their children who are maybe at daycare or they go into a grocery store, right. I mean, you get tested and you can find out if you've already had it. Now, that's great news because, right. you know, reports are saying that maybe you can't get it again. But there's no way to confirm that they're not going to get it at some point.
So frustrating. It's so weird.
No sunflower seeds in baseball.
Oh.
No spitting, no hugs. Crazy.
I will be spitting into a bottle of sunflower seeds. I cannot give up sunflower seeds. I love seeds. Oh, man. All right. Well, we'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting for sure. But again, we need to focus on the positive. We are in first place.
Yes.
So be happy about that.
Is there even a place right now?
No, Melanie, don't argue with me. Okay, yeah, we're in first place.
Now, it's time for Melanie's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Runaway June has a new member. The Buy My Own Drinks singers said goodbye to member Hannah Mulholland and welcomed a new bandmate, Natalie Stovall. Mulholland left the group to spend more time with her husband and family out in California, and there doesn't seem to be any bad blood between her and her now former bandmates over the decision.
Yeah, right. I'll just say that right now.
How do you leave that group? They toured with Carrie Underwood. They're gearing up to tour with Luke Bryan. Now, I don't know if that tour is going to happen or not, right. but they're supposed to. I mean, they were on an upward trend here, and now she decided to leave. Obviously, that's her choice and stuff.
Well, I mean, if her reasons, obviously those reasons that she gave are going to be, she can be able to do those things.
Yeah,
which
family's
is great.
Number one.
Right.
I totally get that. But if it's been your dream to be this superstar country singer your whole life, and then here's right. your opportunity, and then you decide to leave the group.
And you're getting plenty of time right now with the family.
Yes.
So it's an interesting excuse to say.
That's why you wonder if there is bad blood, because
come on.
You decide to leave the group when you're not even hanging out with the group. How bad is it?
Look at you and your friends, your text chats. You guys go at each other all the time in there.
That's true. But I'm still there.
You're still there. You have not left the group yet.
No. You may hear some familiar voices in the new Scooby-Doo movie that came out on Friday. Thomas Rhett and Kane Brown, they have a song in the film.
You can count on me, 1, 2, 3. Make it easy for your ABC. And if you want to, tell me what you gonna do. You can put it all.
Yes.
The song is called On Me, and it's on the soundtrack for the movie, which is currently available on Amazon Prime and then also Google Play. And I was wondering if Kevin got to watch it. It's called Scoob this weekend.
I'm not paying $20 for the rental.
Is it another $20?
Yeah, because it's one of those that was supposed to be in theaters. It's like Trolls World Tour. Yeah.
I don't get that, though. What?
So, but you're spending $20 for the family. So
that's
think
what
how
I'm
much
saying.
It would cost you to go to a movie theater. It would cost you more.
Right. So you just
proved your other
but you
point.
Only have it for whatever the 48-hour rental.
And so you can watch it more times in the 48 hours than you can.
But
the
then
theater.
It's gone. But then it's gone after the 48 hours. But,
yeah,
but it's
simple.
A $20. You know, most movies are like $6 to rent. But they've also been out in movie theaters before. So, but yeah. No.
Did that just contradict itself?
Yes, Kevin totally contradicted himself.
I'm very confused.
Because he's saying that he won't spend the $20, which we know this, because he still hasn't had the kids watch the Trolls film.
That's right.
And so $20, he won't do it. But you just said yourself that it's way more to go out to the movie theater.
It is, but it wouldn't be a movie we would go see. That would be a movie we wouldn't see. Trolls, maybe, but...
So you're telling me if I ask the kids, hey, you want to watch Scoob, that they would be like, no.
I mean, if you're paying.
Oh, my gosh. All right, you know what? Scoob is on Scoob. Me. I'll give you 20 yeah. bucks and
Aunt
the kids
Mel,
can watch it.
Aunt Mel and Uncle JR, we got these kids, man. They're being deprived at home.
There you go. Now, speaking of Thomas Rhett, he'll be doing our mini concert series tomorrow. It's totally free, Kevin, in case you're wondering.
I like to hear that.
You can listen at 4 p.m. and then 8 p.m. again right here on QYK. A big happy birthday. Go now to George Strait,
yes!
the singer. Turns 68 today, and in honor of that, here's a little George Strait for you. Check yes or no on 99.5 QYK.
This sounds like an impossible situation, okay? So I had a friend reach out to me this weekend. She's a girl.
Mm-hmm.
99.5 QYK, it's JR and Melanie, and she was telling me about a guy she's dating, and she's been dating for a while. They live together, their boyfriend and girlfriend, mm-hmm. okay? Well, the guy was married before her. They were boyfriend and girlfriend, obviously. And they she still lives in the area. They have kids together, okay? My friend, we'll call her Julie. Mm-hmm. Julie does not have kids. She's just, and is not interested in having kids or anything like that. But the point of this story is they ran into the ex at a restaurant.
So now, the ex-wife.
The ex-wife. So everything's been cordial. And she has said, everything's been cordial. We all get along. It's all good. Well, they ran into her at a restaurant, and she was wearing her wedding ring. Mm. The ex-wife was wearing her wedding ring now on the right hand.
So the wedding ring from her ex-husband.
Correct.
Whoa.
And so my friend sees this and says, what the heck? Like, that's so disrespectful to me. I can't believe that that's happening. And so she's, like, venting to me via text this weekend. And I'm like, I tell her, Julie. I'm so trying not to say her name. And I go, Julie, that is not your responsibility to say something. He should say something. Your boyfriend should say something. Say, hey, you're making her feel uncomfortable. We're trying to have a harmonious situation here.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? Like, that's kind of what her take was. And then what I told her was like, don't let her know that bothers you. Don't go at her like that. You're not nothing good can come of you going at her.
Yeah. Okay, but do you think that? Yeah, definitely don't do that. Yeah. Especially they have children together. That's a recipe for disaster. But do you think that she's wearing the ring on purpose or not?
I mean,
because it sounds like your friend Julie is taking it personally, like it's directed at her. But maybe it's more so about the woman. Maybe she's just not over it yet.
Well, maybe she's not over it, but she knows that if she's wearing that out, and the other, my friend Julie's going to see it.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. And she was like, and I was like, don't say anything. Don't do that. Just relax. That's not your job to say anything. If it bothers you, you should tell your boyfriend and say, don't do, like, talk to her and be like, hey, you're screwing up the dynamic here. Everything is good right now. Why would you do something like that? And why are you wearing the ring? And why would you want to wear the ring of your ex husband?
Seriously.
The only reason I can think that maybe she's wearing the ring is because people are very judgmental and she's got however many kids, and maybe she just likes to have a ring on her finger so it looks like maybe she's married or something.
It's on the right hand, though.
I know, but people do strange things. I don't know that it means that she's not over him. And I don't know that she's doing it on purpose because she didn't know she was going to run into them.
Right. All right. Let me ask you this. Do you think it's disrespectful? Yes or no? And how should she handle it? 800-992-1099. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, Sierra Melanie at 995-QYK. So we're talking about my friend Julie hit me up this weekend, and her boyfriend and her ran into his ex-wife at a restaurant, and they noticed that she was still wearing her wedding ring. They broke up or got divorced 4 years ago.
Yikes.
They have kids together, and she was like, everything's cool. We're all harmonious, like, when it, you know, with everybody in the dynamic or whatever. I talked to her. It's all good. But then I saw her out wearing the wedding ring on the right hand, not the left hand, and just was like, what the heck? That's so disrespectful to me. Now, my advice to her was, don't say anything, because you're going to let her know that it's bothering you.
Right.
If you want someone to say something, then I would have you talk to your boyfriend and have him maybe address the situation, so you're kind of out of it.
Agreed.
That was my suggestion on it. Now, I want to get your reactions right now. We got Lynn on the phone. Lynn, what do you think?
Have you heard that you can't control the action of others, however you can control your reaction to it?
Boom.
Right, that's true. I said do not react to that, because she kind of wins.
Correct.
If you do that.
But she shouldn't take her having her boyfriend either, because her boyfriend can't control it. Her boyfriend can express his thoughts to his ex-wife. However, he's in the same position. He can't control the action of that woman. However, he can control his reaction to it.
Right. Lynn, I feel like we should talk to you every week. You have a very calming voice.
Yeah, she's so level-headed, too.
Well, I won't tell you about my life, but however, that has been told to me many, many, many times, and it's true words.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling, Lynn. You have a great day.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you.
QYK, good morning. Who's this?
How you doing? It's Brandon. I was calling you.
Yes, Brandon. What's going on?
The ring situation.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, my thought is, it's like, it's on the right hand, so it has nothing to do with the marriage. How about the girl just has a ring that was paid for that, you know, anyone else has to beat that ring? That's my thought.
She's letting fellas know if you want to get with me.
It's not even a marriage hand.
I know it's not a marriage hand, but the fact that it is the wedding ring, I just don't realize why she would want to wear something that reminds her of a painful time.
Whether it be a painful time or she's just thinking about the money fact of that's a high-dollar ring.
There you go.
I got a high-dollar ring on.
That's you got it, flaunt it.
The relationship is gone.
All right, Brandon. Thanks for calling, man. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye. Good morning, Justin. How are you?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing all right, man. What do you think about this?
So I know I'm a fireman, so I know in the fire service, a lot of females and a lot of us guys as well, even if we're not married or engaged or anything, we'll wear a wedding ring just to keep people from hitting on us.
Really?
So maybe there's a possibility that that's why she's wearing it, especially when she's out in public.
So you're saying that you wear a fake ring sometimes if you're not married or somebody does?
Before my fiance and I got together, I wore one, and when I met her, because she's also a fire medic,
yeah,
she was wearing a fake wedding ring as well.
Man, it's hard life out there, you know, just getting hit on all the time.
Yeah,
Justin,
wow.
I'm sorry you're going through that, man.
Jeez.
It's a tough gig.
You guys must be a really good-looking couple. Everybody's just hitting on the both of you. You have to wear fake rings.
He's a fireman.
Yeah, well, there's that for sure.
All right, Justin, well, congratulations to you and your fiance, brother. You have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
All right, bye. Tough life, man, but someone's got to do it, right?
Jr., is that why you wear a wedding ring?
I don't wear a wedding ring. I'm open for business. All right, on the phone right now with gyms opening up, we thought we'd talk to a local GM at a Crunch Fitness right here in the Tampa Bay area. His name is Sean. Good morning, Sean. How are you?
What's up, JR?
How you doing?
Hey.
I'm chilling.
Hey, we want to just ask you what the vibe is like in there today since you guys are reopening.
It's all good vibes here. Very positive. We had our gym regulars to kick off the morning, so it was, I wouldn't call it busy, but busier than I was expecting, and right now we've settled into a nice, probably about 40%, maybe less than that of our typical times for this hour, but everybody's bright and cheery and leaving with a really big smile on their face, happy to be back here, and everyone's cooperating really well with our social distancing guidelines and the fact that we're enforcing towels and wiping and re-racking and et cetera, et cetera, so it's all good.
Nice. Now, when you reach 50% capacity, are you guys stopping people from entering, and then when someone leaves, someone else can go in? How are you guys going to deal with that?
That's a good question. We're actively monitoring check-ins by hour. I don't think we're going to get close to hitting that number so far. But the main thing we're doing right now is a visual check, using, you know, common sense of visual observation to make sure that members don't get too crowded. If it becomes an issue to the point where it looks like somebody can't navigate here without getting within everybody's bubble, right?
Yeah.
Then we'd probably have to start imposing restrictions. We would be visually checking people and know before we'd probably hit that number, if that makes sense.
No, that does, totally. So basically, we're calling out all the people in Tampa Bay area. You guys were all complaining about the gyms not being open, and then they can't get to 50%.
Well, for people that might be a little hesitant about going back to the gym, what would you say to them?
Tell everybody that Crunch, we've been absolutely kicking our butts over here, grinding away in the gyms, behind the scenes, cleaning everything for the past 6 to 7 weeks. So we're very proud of what we have to offer. We're very strict with our guidelines. Members are very compliant with it and understanding, and I think it's a totally safe environment, and people should be working on their physical health. I need to do it myself. I let myself go during quarantine.
So. I was going to say, man, I need a new excuse.
Yeah. So if they're in the Pinellas area, too, I'm the general manager here over at the Seminole location, so I'd be happy to greet them if they want to ask for Sean.
We appreciate that. Now, as far as people entering in the gym, are they going to notice anything different right when they walk in? Are there less machines? Are things more spaced out? Is there caution tape blocking off certain stuff?
That's a very good question. So we do have, we used to have a dual entrance to come through. We still have our two doors, of course, but we roped it off so it's a single entry, single exit to funnel people. We do have demarcations on the ground, red, yellow, green for ready, set, go that people will line up on if we have groups coming in at once. And we handle members one at a time to let them know. One, we do a quick check, visual, and just some questions to make sure how they're feeling and, you know, just to see their state of health. If they've had a temperature check recently, if necessary, we'll perform one. If the temperature's within a range that would be considered a fever, would have to deny entry, but we haven't run into that yet. We do temperature checks for the staff in the middle and the beginning of each shift. We have a huge set of sanitation bottles for people to bring along their workout if they want to. And we are mandating the bringing of towels to wipe before and after. And yes, the machines. So we did move the machines around. We didn't eliminate any. We just had to do some clever rearranging to make sure everything fit within 6 feet apart. So some machines moved. Some just got spaced out a bit. We are doing a few things Like, cardio's blocked off every other piece with signage and powering. But we've basically done every single thing we can. And then staffing-wise, too, all the trainers, all the front desk individuals, we're compliance ambassadors when we're not actively handling somebody. So we're walking through, picking up trash. I just got done wiping down all the handles and barbells. We're just making sure it's as clean as possible. You know what I mean?
Awesome. It sounds like you're doing a great job, Sean.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
We're very happy that gyms are back open and you guys are back to work and all that. So Sean is in Seminole right now at Crunch Fitness. He's a general manager there. We appreciate your time, brother.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you, guys.
You got it. All right, Mel. You have no excuse not to go back to the gym now.
Dang it.
You are in. We all don't have an excuse anymore. All right, coming up, trending in Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's morning crew is JR, Melanie, and 995 QYK. Time for trending in Tampa Bay. Melanie?
There's currently a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Pinellas, Manatee, and Hillsborough counties. It is nasty outside
right now. Even outside our window, huh?
Yeah, so stay safe. If you haven't left yet, you're definitely going to want to grab an umbrella or a rain jacket if you have one. Governor Ron DeSantis rolled out a series of changes to his plan to reopen Florida. We are now in what they are calling full phase one before it was partial phase one. The latest update allows gyms to reopen and restaurants to seat more customers. Starting today, restaurants, retail stores are both going to be allowed to fill up to 50% of their capacity. Same goes for salons and barbershops, as well as gyms, which is the exciting news this morning. A lot of people were excited to get back out in the gym. They must disinfect machines and surfaces after every use, though. So just imagine you're probably going to be waiting to use some of the machines so that they can go through all those safety measures. Professional sports venues may open and operate for games, events, and training. Amusement and theme parks remain closed this morning, but are now allowed to submit their reopening plans to the state. So theme parks are going to open soon. Oh my gosh, a huge strike of lightning just hit. Publix is back to normal operating. And you hear the thunder.
Yeah.
Back to normal operating hours. Publix will now be open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. The pharmacy will return to regular operating hours as well. Publix is also suspending those reserved shopping hours that they previously set aside for seniors. The company released a statement saying, we do understand some customers prefer to shop when the stores are less crowded. We encourage you to shop during the first hour of the day when we can better accommodate that need. So if you want to avoid the crowds, between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m. is the best time to go to Publix. It's currently 77, high of 86 today. Expect these storms to continue until late afternoon. So definitely not a beach day today. For more of what's trending in Tampa Bay, head to 99.5 QYK. Here's Chris Stapleton with Millionaire.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.